Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live, thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.
I actually hate puns.
Cheers, Parrot Dog Beer. On the line all the way from, Wellington. We're actually gone further afield than that. We've taken it to Arrowtown. Sam Wave, are you there?
Yeah, Johnny, how's it going, Johnny?
Kia ora, mate. Yeah, and we're good. We're just up here just trying to figure things out in this crazy time, you know?
Yeah, a bit. It's funny you said Wellington, though, because I'm actually originally from Wellington. So.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Why have you ended up in Arrowtown, of all places?
Oh, it was you know, the classic sort of the family transition down here when I was still at school, so mm-hmm. It became a base, and then I've just sort of loved it ever since, you know? And it's, yeah, so, yeah, it's been my little hangout zone.
We actually had a yarn to your brother who's in Mild Orange. It's Josh,
yep.
Right? A couple of weeks ago. And we did a session with him last year when he was in Arrowtown. Was he staying with at like your flat
John's
or your family
house?
Joining
the dots right here.
Yeah.
Fucking PI. But,
yeah.
Yeah, no, Josh. Josh, when Josh is back, he usually pulls up at the family pad, which is a good wee spot. It's a nice little area to sort of jam out. My parents both into music and stuff, so there's always a few guitars and like a piano hanging around, which is great. And but Josh gets back here every now and then, which is great.
Nice one. And you, this month, you've actually just put out a brand new album, which you've recorded all in Arrowtown. Tell us about the process.
I've just chucked out my second album, Oasis Ballerina, which I'm stoked to have out. It's I recorded it over the last 3 years down in my home studio. It's just this kind of, you know, sonic, modern, romantic journey, I guess, into, you know, different styles and tempos and stuff. So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
A three-year process. Do you find yourself sort of changing direction frequently?
Oh, definitely, man. Yeah. Definitely. I mean, I'm sort of one of those, like, I'm pretty hyper-creative, so I start working on heaps of different things at once, and it's more about, like, working out how to package it and then just sort of picking the courage up to just get it out there, you know? But I've got a few different projects I'm working on at the same time, which I'm super excited to get out as well, but happy to get Oasis out, for sure.
Now, you've recorded this mostly on your own, but you assemble a live band when you go out and play live?
Yeah, no, Dev. So I'm sort of like your classic sort of bedroom producer. Like, you know, I record and do a lot of that album is all sort of recorded by me and performed and written. But then I've got an awesome group of guys that I've been playing with for about 2 years who, you know, we take the songs to a sort of different level and a slightly different compositions. And it's really fun. So that's what the session today was with the full band, five-piece.
Is that the band that I would have seen at Nest Fest?
Yeah, definitely.
That was really, really good set, man. You smashed it out of the park. It was great.
Nest Fest was awesome.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah.
You guys were a standout. It was good. It was a big surprise as well. I had no idea what I was in for. It's really, really, really smooth.
We felt like that too.
Rad. Well, I was up the top fucking having a great time, mate. So, cheers.
Nice.
So we've got your live session. You've tracked a track in your studio at home with the band.
That's handy.
We can probably rip into this if you want to give us a bit of background, come back, have another little yarn, and then play one off the new record, if that works.
That sounds great. Yeah, okay, let's do that.
What can you tell us about Like Love Me?
Oh, yeah, Like Love Me. So that's the song off the new album. The version on the album is the one I did more or less on my own. But then this one's cool because it's, you know, with the full band. So Like Love Me, I guess, is like a softcore sort of, I don't know. I was trying to think about that today. I was listening through it. But the song itself is more or less just about that sort of person desiring something that's not there, I guess. And this version with the band's quite cool. It's a lot more energetic, and I actually had to change. I do it in a higher pitch as well, just to try and sort of keep up with the energy of the band. And so, yeah, it's quite a different take to the album version in
key
a way.
Key change.
The same thing. Yeah, I had to. I couldn't. I think other people resonate with this, but sometimes when I produced the song in my studio, I was a lot more relaxed.
Different energy, yeah.
And then when I do it with the band, it's sort of like, okay, shit, I can't hear my voice, so let's just take this up another pitch. And then, but it came out really cool, but it's interesting, it's a different energy. It's kind of like, it's more like a Jonestown meets Kurt Cobain or something. Like, I was trying to work it out today. I was like, this is, you know, but yeah, it's cool.
Brilliant, man.
It was cool recording it. We just did it in, just at my home studio, on Sunday. We just got together and, did it for this. So yeah, we're stoked.
Perfect. Okay, this is Like Love Me by Sam Wave.
love me. If they knew me, then they wouldn't say maybe, 'cause it's lazy. She said, baby, won't you come here and save me from this craving? It's been so long and I've been patiently waiting for something. I say it's you.
Sam Wave, like you, like Love Me.
Like you, Lilo. Yeah, no, like Love Me. Yeah, no, thanks for playing that.
Live recording recorded the other day.
Yeah, on Sunday, but that's pretty fresh.
It's kind of a short time frame. You just got to, did you manage to cut it in a couple of takes, or what was the?
Yeah, it was one of those things. Well, like the funny thing is, I thought we had to film it as well, so I ended up spending all this time like filming it.
Man, that is a pain in the neck.
But it all worked out good.
We may even could have just used that on our social media or something. But
but it was funny because it kind of worked out good. Because then by the time I sort of went to put it all together, I was like, actually, I'm pretty stoked on how to put this together. So it all worked out good. Just got that take. It was actually the last take we did, and then I was just like, yep, let's lock it in. And then just put mixed it together.
I'm feeling like the album is called Oasis Ballerina. I'm feeling like the word Oasis is both a word and a reference to the band.
Yeah, I guess that's. I mean, it could be. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never thought of it like that, but that's a good way. That's cool. I mean, they have a lot of depth.
Massively influential band.
They play. Yeah, hard out, man.
Fuck, man, I keep thinking about how rare it would be if Oasis got back together and did a tour. That would just be would be like our generation's whatever, right? Like, it would just be
You mean like the Oasis band?
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was just completely lost then.
You're okay.
Fuck, it would be awesome if they got back together,
It would be mental, man. Like, everyone
would be crazy. It would be crazy.
It would be the type of thing that even if people don't dig it, they would go. Mm. You know, that kind of gig?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just have to, I guess.
Totally.
You have to. You can't, even if you don't like them, you have to go.
Exactly, yeah. Because everyone's going to be there fucking singing the words.
Yeah, Travis Scott with Oasis opening.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, do the U2 trick.
Hamburgers.
Now, what's on the cards for Sam Wave? Because I know we're in COVID territory, but we are just about to hit summer. So does that mean you're going to wheel this band out on the road?
Yeah, I'll wheel the band out on the road for sure. I mean, obviously it was pretty odd time to put an album out, but I was kind of like, just do it, because you got to keep moving, right? And but 100% just looking forward to when everything loosens up and we can get on the road and play some shows. So yeah, Auckland will 100% be on the list.
Yes.
and I'm not sure when, of course, but it will be happening, and I'm sure, you know, I'll get in touch. And
do you have any like festy dates? Are you doing R&A or anything like that down in South Island?
Not doing the R&A. We're actually doing this. We will be playing though at this. It's kind of hard to explain, but this kind of beach festival out of Dunedin with a whole bunch of good people.
Sounds like it could be good fun.
Yeah.
I sort of notice you drop into that town, like there's some mischief afoot at this festival.
Yeah, there's a bit of mischief hanging around those time of year.
You're not going to Dunedin Beach for the fucking swim, are you?
Well, mate, have you been there much in the summer?
No, that's a good point.
Let's be honest, it's pretty cold year round.
I haven't though. I haven't gone in the height of summer. So
it's one of those things. I feel like most people don't, because all the students, right, it's all never in summer. So right. You're always like, you know, you're never actually there for the best time. You're there for the cold, shitty time.
I like the beach. Like, when I think about the beach, I really like it. But when I'm at the beach, I'm like, oh, fucking beach.
So much sand everywhere. It's wind. And I'm real salty from being in the ocean.
Hey, Sam, we thought we'd go out on a recorded track of yours as well.
Yep.
We've got Yaya. This is the first track off Oasis Ballerina. Brand new record out. Congratulations, by the way. Let me just slide that in there.
No, thanks, man.
And we do hope to catch you when you're up here. I think it'd be quite a lush show. I know that it was fantastic at Nestfest, so.
I'd love to do that. And thanks again for, you know, giving us the opportunity to do that and sort of pushing us in the gear to actually get some live recordings going.
Assemble the band.
Pretty, exactly. So that's, you know, technically the first one out there of the band, which is kind of cool. So
brilliant.
But thanks. Yaya's cool. And I hope you guys all keep well and enjoy yourselves. Yeah.
All right, Sam. Well, thank you very much, and we'll see you when we see you, mate.
Yeah, see you guys. Thanks for having me.
Ka kite, bro.
See you guys.
Friday Live on 95 BFM. Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.